From St. Mark's Episcopal Church in Houston, Texas, a joyful Christian community, this is Soulful Sundays, a weekly podcast of our 5 o'clock service. I'm Patrick Miller, the rector of St. Mark's. Welcome.
Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke. Glory to you, Lord Christ. Jesus came down with them and stood on a level place with a great crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judea, Jerusalem, and the coast of Tyre and Sidon. They had come to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And those who were troubled with unclean spirits were cured. And all in the crowd were trying to touch him, for power came out from him and healed all of them. Then he looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven, for that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I used to listen to my grandfather give directions to lost ranch hands when he was outside his barn in the middle of nowhere in the Rio Grande Valley. He'd say something like, "Well, you go up past the third power pole, take a right on the first dirt road you come to. Or go on down to the stop sign, hang a left after the second mile marker." Up and down. Really arbitrary directions that had no meaning. But they were pretty accurate to me. I couldn't tell you where the cardinal directions pointed, but I could tell you where up and down were at my grandparents' house in South Texas. And I can still tell you where up and down are, even from my front porch at my own home. You guys can tell me that too. Right? Let's try it. Things like heaven and hell, royalty and peasants, the Astros and the Rangers. You can tell me which of those is up and which of those is down, even if their physical location doesn't match their theoretical orientation, right? And we like to do that. We as humans, we crave relationship. And what better way to figure out relationships than with prepositions? Right, particularly vertical ones. We love hierarchy. We love social Darwinism. There's the rich, and there's the poor, and there's variations in between, but you better believe everyone's got a space on the ladder of status, right? Higher or lower, above or below, up or down. We heard the Beatitudes tonight. which are really hard to talk about sometimes because they're pretty clear, right? It's not a parable. Jesus isn't giving us message upon message embedded in a story. He's just very direct. Blessed are the poor. Blessed are the hungry. Blessed are those who weep. Really direct teachings. Woe to you who are full now. Woe to you who are satisfied, who are laughing. It's not an easy message to hear, and I think it's because it flies directly in the face of our desire for up and down, for this orientation that we've set ourselves in, right? Because it's not the orientation of the kingdom of heaven. And so what Jesus does today is he not only tells us, hey, the kingdom of heaven is different, he shows us. The text says they came down. He came down with the disciples and he stood on a level place. He stood on a level place. He looked eye to eye with his disciples, with the people who were diseased, with the outcasts of society, with those who couldn't go anywhere else because no one wanted them. No one would help them. No one could help them. He stood face to face with them on a level place. He brought people down from the mountain and he raised them up out of their valleys. And he gave them a level playing field. That's the kingdom of heaven. There's no up or down or higher or lower or above or below. Only those who are equal in the eyes of God and equal in the eyes of each other. And that's uncomfortable for us. We get in this worthiness complex, right? We haven't earned it. We don't deserve it. Or they don't deserve it. They haven't earned it. It's not for us to decide. God decided a long time ago. Everyone is worthy. Everyone is loved. Everyone deserves to be here on this level place, eye to eye with Jesus. So if the Beatitudes make you uncomfortable, if you feel like you should be blessed by God, but you don't fit the categories that Jesus mentioned, or you feel shamed by the lows because you're full and satisfied in life, or if you don't really want to look too closely because you don't want to think about the implications of this teaching and how it applies, it's because it goes against up and down. It says we all come face to face with Christ in a level place in the end. That's the vision of the kingdom of heaven. That's what God is trying to break in and reorient us for. He's actively trying to break into our lives, to recalibrate our sense of direction so that mountains fall and valleys are risen up. Not the fruit. He's trying to break in so that the earth is literally made flat, so that society is flattened, so that our hearts are made level. So all the walls and barriers and mountains we put between ourselves and others to separate and categorize by status or gender or talent or whatever else fill in the category, so that those all come crashing down. So we can look in the eye of the person next to us and they can look in ours. And so that we can see our Savior. Amen.
I heard there was a secret chord David played and it pleased the Lord. You don't really care for music, do ya? Goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall and the major lift, the baffled king composing hallelujah, hallelujah,
This episode was produced by St. Mark's Episcopal Church in Houston, Texas. Special thanks to our band, led by Cameron Deason-Hammond, and featuring Jeremy Nuncio, Asher Pudlow, and Andrew Gordon. Join us every Sunday for Soulful Sundays at 5 p.m. at St. Mark's, 3816 Bel Air Boulevard in Houston, Texas, or visit us online at stmarks-houston.org.